understand your views victimized by these restaurants.
That's it, that is strong.
The 16th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. He said, Pravittins and Nivittins, Nabidu, Asu Bhavati. Asu. Demand. Demonic religion. Demonic spirit. They do not know what is pravitti and what is nivitti. Pravitti means material sadhguru and nivitti means spiritual sadhguru. The modern man does not know. They are neither educated about this pravitti and nivitti. We are speaking of nivitti, and all of them are the pravitti. They cannot understand. It is foreign to them. They have no idea of the spiritual life, spiritual nivitti. Eight thousand years ago, it's not. Spoke of only things that appeared later on. Things from the beginning of religion, things have deteriorated. And therefore, different types of religion, pranas, the Buddhism, they are not perfect understanding of religious things. And gradually, the number of so-called religious sections increased. Or Mr. Manda is presenting another religion, Manav Dharma. Everyone is manifesting, and Vivekananda is supporting. Yes, every kind of religious system is as good. That's why he said, do not know what is religion.
In his Sri Upanishad, he said that one must learn the process of nescience alongside with the process of self-realization.
Mm-hmm.
In Sri Upanishad. Bhaviti with Nirviti. How was that?
He says that in the Sri Upanishad, it says that you should learn the process of self-realization side by side with the process of nescience.
Nescience?
Nescience. Yeah. But that is really generative. What is the name? Sensing. Maybe it's the name. Self-negation. When we say it's our last path, it is success. And their inclination is it is success. Therefore, it is evil. We are materialistic person. We want sex and nothing. To the best capacity. Almost said, this said, that said, it is done. Or sexually inclined, permitted. And we say, stop this. Maybe we do not like it. Because of who? Pravitti. They do not know this is essential. They do not know. This is essential. Tapasya brahmacharya. Tapasya means brahmacharya. The so-called swami, the balance. But the so-called yoga practitioners, but they are themselves victim of sex. Actually, it is a bluff. They have become serving and teaching some yoga system because they do not know that one has to stop this, first of all. Brahmacharya. This bluffing is going on all over the world. And we are speaking just against the Mutkaya Upadesha Ikakupaya Mahat. If you give a stress hand to the rascals, you'll simply be angry. You will not take advantage of this. This is our position. All the so-called professors, philosophers, they're all in the provisional world. Therefore, they are bringing somebody, our interpretation is wrong. Previously. Because if they can find out some support from the Shastra, then they think we are secure. The whole world is full of asuras. Descendants of Yannapati. And those. But if we give them chance to chant Hare Krishna mantra, very early, they learn. Diligently, the sopas, honeys, trees, fruits, they are also in the provixi matra. All these trees turn as that, these success. Provixi matra. So they are passing. Yes, you can have homosex. They're getting man-to-man married, you know?
Yeah.
Huh? They're performing the marriage ceremony between men to men. Open chance. What class of men are there? And their peace. Just see. That's degraded person. Drinking, they are not hospital. For curing their drinking disease. 5,000 patients in a hospital in India. All drunkards. And they're twisted. See? Simply by dressing a long, what is called? Overcoat?
Cloak.
Have it?
And cross then in India also simply having a thread and then two five straight.
Yeah, the cool way that the translation
is by simply one dondo, one sunlight. This all of us. Muslims having a long beard, see Muslims. Musalla, Musalla means complete. And Iman means honest. That is the meaning of Muslim. Completely honest. Completely pure. Musalla.
We're not saying just the nonsense. We don't say that. We simply say no instruction. They do not mean. We don't say nonsense. I simply say no instruction. We don't. Why? There is a Bengali song. Chote jodi lage bhalo kano dego. If I want to see something beautiful, why shall I not see? That is prohibition. I want to do it. I like to do it. Why should you say no? This is it. I like to do it. I must do it. I like to interpret the word Gita and Gita quite seriously. You school students, college students. I like to copy quite seriously. Please educate. Here also they copy.
You mean cheating?
No, no, copying in examination.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Well, what they do is someone sneaks the exam answers out before, and they sell the answers to the questions before the test.
Yeah, it is more than fun.
Very scientific.
Sometimes they get caught. It's in the newspapers. Sometimes they're caught by the authorities, and it comes in the newspapers, and there's a big scandal because all the students are buying the answers to the questions.
Yes. Main point is how to get some money. So the teachers are also dishonest.
There's a saying that everyone has his price. There's a saying that everyone and everything has its price. It means that if you pay enough money, you can get anything.
Yes.
Or you can get somebody to do anything.
Yes. Yes. Just keep taking bread. Get in judgment.
Policeman. Also, the politicians in America, sometimes they win their elections by giving bribes
to the voters.
Yes.
Yeah.
everyone is cheating, but when they find out that the leaders are cheating, everyone becomes upset.
The Prabhupada, you have said that it's impossible to become rich unless one is a cheater, and yet we have our business, spiritual side business. So how is it possible to carry on business and not become a cheater?
Become cheat. Become cheat. But it's not that become cheater. Well, don't be caught. Send me to this gentleman.
Krishna is the biggest key.
But we should not be needed. Because you are not as big as Krishna. He is Am Madhusa. He is very powerful. Before his power, everything becomes vanished. He remains power. But you cannot do that. And he gets cheated, the blind shall become a cheater. Then he not do that. Then he finished. Now we still, the Lord Shiva drunk the ocean of pearls. And if you drink a drop, you'll jump. You cannot meet it, you must fall. Very much.
You told us once in Sydney a few years ago, you told Madhavish Swami once in Sydney a few years ago that actually you're the biggest cheater because you're stealing away all our Maya.
What is that, Maya?
He says that once you told Madhavita Swami that you are the best cheater because you're taking away all our Maya and making us devotees.
Yeah, that's right. That kind of cheating is very good. are so strong, they are military ones. Thou shalt not kill, because their practice to kill is still their practice to kill. First, meaning, thou shalt not kill the sun. Thou shalt not correct him.
Is the Bible, we accept that as scripture, but is it all correct or has it been mistranslated? Or
is it being misinterpreted still now? That means it was violated from the very beginning. And they are violated. Thou shalt not kill. He's killing. Basically.
They also have that. Thou shalt not commit adultery.
And they are very fine. So that bond should be. And that marrying man to man and accepting homosexual, what is the value now of this people?
They have another thing now where they, a man goes to the doctor and has an operation to change his sex.
Yes.
From man to woman, or from woman to man. That's called transvestite.
That is minor?
Yes.
That's it?
Yes, sometimes. Sometimes they have some difficulties, but they've had medical assistance a lot for me. Changing to a woman, you can't have a baby.
They are doing?
But they're changing, but they can't become pregnant. That's the only thing. They take these special hormones, and they can grow breasts and everything, just like a woman. But they can't become pregnant. In the newspaper, there was an article about 2 weeks ago about a Christian church in America where they have a naked dancer come. They had a lady who dances taking off her clothes so the people will come to church. I was very surprised, but they showed a picture and they said this is the Methodist. I think it was Methodist. I'm not sure which, but anyhow, it was the church.
People to come to church.
That's why they're called Methodist, because they use different methods.
We saw one church, the church that they got in Montreal for the temple, they, right before the devotees were, took over the church, they were having rock musicians playing music every night. And in this way they were trying to get people to come to church. And they would sing songs sometimes about religion. Using our electric instruments.
This man who is coming to see you today, he also has done this in Perth.
Dean Hazelwood. He sometimes has electric guitar music for the church prayer ceremony. It's called a rock mass.
Rock mass. To attract the young people.
Did he
young man.
Yeah? Oh, yes. That's halfway through. They all go out on the grass and they smoke. They simply come to hear the music and that is all.
Yes.
Another thing they do in the churches is they have those bingo games.
Yeah.
You were saying in the last lecture, we shouldn't play bingo. That's very popular. That's in the all of the Catholic. The Catholic churches?
Jesus himself, he kicked the money lenders out of the temple.
Talking to one Buddhist monk, and I asked him, what is your actual practice? What is your daily schedule? And he said, well, we get up around sunrise and go out with our begging bowl and fill it up, and then come back at about 11 o'clock to the temple, and then we sit down and eat everything in the begging bowl, and then we take rest. I said, what about the rest of the day? And he said, well, that's all free, open time.
Prabhupada, we're distributing Srimad Bhagavatam, and in Srimad Bhagavatam you explain that it's best to start from the beginning and go gradually. So,
and you added it.
So we can distribute any cantha.
Usually what happens is the person who gets, say, the second or third or fourth canto, if he reads that, then he will want to start from the beginning. Yes. He'll buy the first canto.
No, even if he does not read the first canto, whenever he reads the second canto. So that can be. The best from anywhere is this good.
So, Prabhupada, I remember once I heard a tape where you told us that we should not try to read the books of previous acharyas. we should not try to read Bhakti Vinod books or earlier books of other Acharyas. So I was just wondering, some...
I didn't say that.
You didn't say that?
Oh.
I thought you said that we should not read the previous Acharya's books. We should.
I think maybe he was thinking that there was some things about some of the Gaudiya Math books.
Maybe.
And sometimes you said better to read your books.
When the devotees went to India this year, they said that Achyutananda Swami very chastised them that you should never, if I catch any of you buying Bhakti Siddhanta's books from Gaudiya Math, then I will take it away, something like this.
But that was, the reason was because he didn't want the devotees going to Gaudiya Math. Mm. But there's nothing wrong with the idea of studying the previous Acharya's books.
No. Who's books? Yes, Molly, yes, Acharya.
All of your commentaries are coming from the previous Acharya.
Yes.
That would mean that we should keep all the previous Acharya's books and only read them.
That is already there. You must come out as soon as what you have got. You simply pile up books and do not read what it is.
First of all, you must read all your books.
Yes.
Practically speaking, Srila Prabhupada, you're giving us the essence of all the previous Acharya's books, the group books.
All I get is that the Son of God here. If you don't watch it, you go to hell. So, they didn't go. What is that hell? The evening and the waiting, very dark and mild. So, they did not reflect. Because they are working in the mind. So this is the position. See? People are kept in so much darkness. They do not know what is hell, what is heaven, what is God, what is misery. They do not mind. There are katas all this. There is another story, there is Bengali story. One man said, oh, you are drinking, you will go to hell. Huh? So, he explained, what is hell? My father also drinks. Ah, he will also go to hell. And my mother also drinks. Oh, is he will also go? At least they hold the family. Then where is his head? It is heaven. Because father is there, mother is there, brother is there, everyone is there. Where is head? Even in hell, we are all there. Then where is his head? It is heaven.
People don't mind so much suffering if they can suffer.
Well, they're suffering. They're accustomed to so many sufferings. They do not mind.
Especially if they can bring their friends along. Then they're very
happy. Yeah. Whatever it is, then. Although they have suffering, it is.
I think that suffering together with your friends,
not there, that's like the ass. He doesn't know it, does he? Therefore, he agrees. All right, love is me. Anyhow, maybe, but as I said, he doesn't know it before me.
He has accepted this family from the man, Lord, bearing so much loss. And he's giving little grass. The grass he can take from here, but he thinks it. He's maintaining it. This is ignorance. Devamura, this word is this. Suffering. Material nature is awarding. Suffering. Still, they are not. Wake up.
Yes, for suffering. Understand this philosophy that acceptance of this material body is suffering. They will say, I have got this American body, I have got so much suffering. But it's suffering. They not believe. But real philosophy is that acceptance of this material body, whatever it may be, with any God or God, it is. Will you understand? And the demigods, they do not understand.
They show that it's natural to die, so everybody has to die, so it's such a question.
The philosophy is very simple. You don't want suffering. But there is a person who has got this material body is not suffering.
The man will say, where is the person who has not got this material body?
There is another world where there is no material body. Everyone is in spiritual world. That is good. That is good.
They don't feel so bad because they think everyone is suffering.
No, nobody feels bad. Even the caste and all. That does not mean there is no suffering. Caste and God. It's like in this car, the gentleman, his wife, and the dog. The dog is feeling more happy.
He has less anxiety.
Yeah. The dog is feeling, who can be happier than me?
Actually, in the West, the dogs have a very good program. If they have a good master, then...
But after all, he's God. That he doesn't know. Maybe, according to his condition, very well situated. But after all, what he is a dog. That he doesn't know. That he forgets. Very common, sir.
Is it not?
Yes.
Now this glass making is also becoming toxic. The plastic. Glass is messy.